What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This week on The Want List, Comic-Con, Comic-Con, Comic-Con. The best of this week's announced exclusives, and we give you your LEGO Ideas Project of the Week. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump into this week's long list of products. So the first product exclusive that we're bringing you this week comes from Bandai. This one is coming off, and this one is interesting, mainly because it's from a property that isn't really that popular in America yet, even though a major motion animated picture is coming out for it later this year with Big Hero 6, the animated movie coming from Marvel Studios. It really didn't start getting a lot of press until this summer, just months before it is going to arrive in theaters. So I found it really interesting that Bandai and Marvel are going to take a risk and dump out a exclusive at Comic-Con this year in the form of Baymax. Now, I am honestly not familiar with Big Hero 6 at all. Really, the promos so far we've seen haven't given much for the story. I've seen a few teasers. Some of the characters are involved, but I have no idea what any of them are. I should probably read into it a little bit. But I mean, if they're going to bring it out at any point, Comic-Con is obviously the place, because you're going to have fans of all different properties there. It's only going to be $30, and it's going to be at Disney's Big Hero 6 booth, a whole booth just for that film. That is booth number 3635A. This is a 6-inch tall first edition Baymax action figure, and is armored up for a fight and might. For flight and might. This thing has an action punch arm. You're going to pull back the arm, and it's going to make a huge punch motion. So you can actually get into some fight with your actually own action figures. You can do some fights there. So that is from Bandai and Marvel. $30 price tag, not a bad price. I really like the packaging. Really nice black box. Got a good look. Nice exclusive from Bandai and Marvel. And I'm going to try something new this week on the Want List. I'm going to try to put some of the product images down in the show notes so people can follow along as we go through this new episode, and they can see the products without having to click too many links, and they can get a nice experience that way. So we're going to try that out this week, so look down in the show notes over at majorsplorers.com to see that. Let's move on to a long list of things coming from Toys R Us. They updated their exclusive list this week, and they have a whole lot of stuff they're bringing you. So let's just run down. Not only are they going to give selling exclusives, but they will also be giving some displays of first-time look items. That's going to be coming nationwide later this year, so you can see them there. So here's the exclusives that will be available at Comic-Con. Batman the Joker from Schleich. I'm just going to read the press release. From the new DC Comics collection comes a Toys R Us exclusive Joker figure celebrating Batman's 75th anniversary. This highly detailed figure is the first in an all-new line of collectible figures based on DC Comics iconic characters, and will be available for conventioners for a measly $10. Measly was my own words. No pictures of this one in their press release, though, which is too bad. Everyone wants a new Joker figure, I feel like. G.I. Joe Danger at the Docks Urban Assault 2-Pack from Hasbro. Who the characters are going to be? MK2 Multi-Purpose Attack Vehicle, and the Cobra L Trooper has a fast night raft to help him make his escape. Fans who find out who prevails in the fast-moving Cobra G.I. duel for $30. I believe we had this individually up on Major Spoilers website. This is the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back 2-Pack from Minimates. Comic book heroes created by director Kevin Smith and featured in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back are now available in the form of Minimates minifigures. This Toys R Us exclusive 2-pack set is based on the character's distinctive comic book appearances, since 2 inches tall, 14 points of articulation, a variety of interchangeable parts. Convention goers can purchase the Diamond Select Toys item, which is designed and sculpted by Art Asylum, for $10. Those two we've seen before. Nice classic Minimate look. I like Silent Bob. Looks really good. I did say Silent Bob, is that right? Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Good stuff from them. What's one more exclusive you'll pick up from Toys R Us? The Winged Fairy Maleficent from Minimates. Fans of the movie can recreate and relive the fierce and exciting battle scene from the hit Disney film Maleficent with its highly detailed doll. Maleficent is ready to seek revenge, but is still stylishly dressed in a fitted black bodysuit with knee-high boots. Of course she is. Dramatic black wings and elegant horns. This Toys R Us exclusive is true to character doll. You can purchase for fans for $30. New image of this one is interesting. One, because I always thought the way that Angelina Jolie looked that movie was really creepy with her high cheekbones, and they really nailed that with this one. So there's no way I would ever put this up in my room. I didn't actually see the movie. It looks right to from promo stuff. That movie's a hit with a lot of people. So I'm sure this fan will this figure will go pretty fast from Toys R Us. Here, we'll just give some highlights of what we'll be looking for in the coming nationwide from Toys R Us. Minecrafter Creeper Anatomy, My Little Pony Equestria Girls Zekorn, Zekora, I don't know what that means, My Little Pony Queen Chrysalis, Power Rangers Mighty Morphin Legacy Lord Zed from Bandai. That one looks really awesome. It's a 5-inch figure. This can be in the range of $20 when it comes from the Power Ranger figure from Toys R Us. That one they have a picture of looks pretty awesome. I'll probably throw that one down in the show notes. I mean that was kind of my jam back in the 90s when I was little. Was a Power Rangers movie and Lord Zed was pretty cool, dude. Star Wars Black Series Cantina Showdown, that features Han and Greedo from the Cantina scene in Star Wars New Hope. We'll move on to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Classic Figure Collection from Playmates, Transformers Masterpiece Prowl from Hasbro, and Transformers Masterpiece Sunstorm also from Hasbro. There's a lot of good stuff coming from Toys R Us. Follow the link down the show notes to see all the pictures. I'll post up a few of the really good ones. A lot of good stuff. What is their booth at? They are going to be at number 2243 if you will be at Comic-Con. 2243 where you can pick up a lot of that stuff that I just listed off for you. If you're not actually going to be able to go to Comic-Con, Toys R Us will be selling some of their stuff online at toysrus.com/comicconvention beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. Everything supplies last, so if you're not going to be able to make it there, head on over there. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show once we get through all of these announcements. So let's jump back in to some more Marvel Minimates. This time from Diamond Select Toys. This is the X-Men Days of Future Past box set. It's going to include Wolverine, Mystique, Kitty Pryde, and a Sentinel. Having the classic look from the movies and really from the comic books almost. They look more comic book-esque really than they ever did in the movies. So if you're more of a fan than the comic than the movies, or you know, if you're even still a fan of the movies, you can jump over to Diamond Select Toys booth, number 2607 on the show floor, and apparently other retailers will be showing this around. I don't see a word on price from Diamond Select Toys on their announcement, but it is there, all in one pack. So if you want that, go and grab it. It's going to be a good exclusive on the show floor. This is an interesting one. This is the Reaction Figures Alien Egg Chamber playset, and this is for pre-order. Apparently, Super 7 is the company that is putting out this one. They had a very successful run with their first one, and now they're going back and doing a little exclusive set of this Alien Egg Chamber. And coming back to Comic-Con, and they're going to do a little pre-order. I've never seen anything like this. I never saw it in the first time around. I love the packaging though. It kind of has that old school toy vibe where the kids are just playing on it and they have this just ridiculous look on their faces, like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. And of course it's little 6-year olds playing with this alien toy set, which is just kind of humorous to me. So this is only available for pre-order on the show floor, or also on their website at super7store.com. This will be available for pre-order from Wednesday, July 21st at 6 p.m. through Sunday, July 27th at 5 p.m. All playsets will be limited to number of orders received and made to order, so not going to be able to get it anywhere else unless you pre-order it through the show or on their website. The playsets are made from a hand-cast resin. Delivery dates for the resin bases are 3 to 4 months, and injection basins will be 6 to 7 months. These are $100 each plus $15 shipping. Apparently this is a really big box, they say. And so there you go. No idea when this will actually be delivered. I guess if you're going to go on the delivery date, we're looking October, November, and otherwise you're looking towards the beginning months of 2015 before you get this thing from Super 7 Stores. Nice pickup there. An interesting one. Not actually, it's weird. It's not even really an exclusive. It's just, hey, we're going to be there. You can pre-order it, or you can pre-order from our website. Whatever. There's not a limited number. You can just go at it. Interesting things happening at Comic-Con. Let's jump over to a company that is actually putting out a general exclusive. This is the Funko 6-inch Game of Thrones Legacy Collection Tyrion Lannister figure. Last week, I believe, we talked about the White Walker figure, excuse me, that's coming from Funko at Comic-Con, and this is the Tyrion Lannister one. This is not their pop vinyl line. This isn't a set I really haven't seen much of, but I'm starting to see more and more now coming from Funko. And like just a straight up kind of like an action figure from Funko. This is a 6-inch figure. It comes with an axe and a damaged head shield for Tyrion. Like I said, last we talked about the White Walker. So you're going to pick this up. No word on price. If I had to guess, probably about $30, I'm going to say, for this figure. Game of Thrones is a hot property. Funko makes some great toys, and I think this is going to be a hot item. Also, from that same Funko line is the Nightmare Before Christmas reaction figure. This is from this Jack Skellington figure and his ghostly companion. This is, again, an interesting set. I think it's one that, I mean, Night Before Christmas is kind of one of those cult films that people kind of get aghast when you haven't seen because it's so dear, near to their hearts. The only thing I know about Nightmare Before Christmas is I believe you can play This Is Halloween on one of the Just Dance games. So I've played that a couple times with some people. But there you go. This is from Funko. They do not list what booth they are at, but I'm sure it'll just be at the Funko booth. You will pick this up there at Comic-Con. Is this the last product? It is. This is the last one we're going to talk about this week. So a lot of stuff announced, of course. It's Comic-Con. I'm sure there'll be more next week as we talk people actually picking up stuff. We'll be able to see people picking up their exclusives. So have some better figures. This is the Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Action Figure Showcase from Playmates. This is you're not going to get all of the characters from TMNT in this set. This is from Nickelodeon and Playmates. This is just going to be a Raphael set. Anything interesting about this, Nickelodeon actually has their current TMNT show running, but they decided to go back to the original source from the Eastman and Laird comics back in the 80s to get their design for this Raphael action figure, and even better than just that normal design from that comic is that they actually did it in the black and white that you would have seen in those original comic pages. So it's a really nice touch, and kind of, I think, maybe going after a different demographic with this. You're kind of getting an older age range of people who probably picked those single issues up back in the 80s, because my generation, not as really familiar with those. We're more familiar with the cartoon era of Ninja Turtles, especially when they had those live-action movies in the 90s. And, of course, then you have a lot of iterations since then. So I think this is going to be a super, super hot item. I mean, yeah, there's that movie coming out whenever, I think August or something. But this is a way better design. This is going to be a super hot item. You're going to be able to get this at, I'm trying to read, I don't know. But I can tell you that it is 4.5 inches tall. 4.5 inches? No, just 4.5 inches tall. Or 4.5 inches tall. And it will be available, there it is, at Nickelodeon booth during the show for $30. Not a bad price for this. It's got a nice big packaging. It kind of gives you Raphael's rap sheet on the back of it. And some facts about the character. Looks very posable. Comes with its own base sand, a sewer manhole cover with his name engraved on the top. Good looking box, good looking product. I think this is going to go super fast. Hopefully they brought a lot of these, because I think people will be rushing to grab this from Nickelodeon, mainly because it has that old school design on it. But that is it. That's all the products we have this week. A lot of more products than normal. But that's good. You know, Comic-Con seems to be the mecca of toys. I think almost bigger than Toy Fair in New York in February. I think Comic-Con brings the heat when it comes to exclusive Toy Fair. There's a lot of stuff announced, a lot of product and properties announced at Toy Fair in New York. But Comic-Con is a really big for exclusives, and, you know, those are hard to get. But not as hard this year as previous years, I believe, because we've seen a lot of companies announce that people will be able to grab exclusives from their websites coinciding at the same time people will be able to grab them at the actual convention. Which, if I was going to the convention, I don't know, I think I might be a little, you know, might a little upset about that. I'm putting all the money, I'm paying the hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go to Comic-Con, and exclusives are kind of a perk to actually, you know, brace the storm of people that are at Comic-Con and to slap down some money and have an exclusive that no one's been able to get anywhere else until people start putting it up on eBay. But it's kind of like almost a trophy. Besides that name badge, an exclusive figure or toy or whatever you're going to grab from a print from Comic-Con is almost a trophy to show, I have went there and I conquered and this is what I got. Because there's crazy stories of people just sprinting through the floor to get to the booths so they will be able to actually get one of the exclusives from their favorite properties, because they go so fast. There's so many people there, and so many people want the hot exclusives that people are just sprinting, I think, through there. I mean, Lego is going to be giving away those exclusive minifigs this year. I think those are just going to be just super fast. People are going to be trying to get all their hands over there. I mean, Steven's offering Critical Hit sketchbooks to anyone who can send him those Lego minifigs, those exclusive ones they're going to be putting out this year. So, I mean, obviously they're important to him. We've seen Toys R Us is doing sales for it. I mean, even the aliens thing we talked about. I know there's been a few products that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks that are going to be available online as well as the showroom floor. And I would love to get some feedback among people on what they think about the exclusives being available online. I mean, obviously, if you're not going, it's good for you that you can be able to grab those. I mean, you can plop down $30 from the nice, comfy place of your chair. Even if you're at work, you can grab some exclusives for you. You know, I mean, it's good for those people. But if anyone's going to the con, if they have any thoughts about the exclusives being sold elsewhere, I would love for you to go to majorspoilers.com and give your ideas and your thoughts about that in the comment section, or you can hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at ZWolf, Wolf with two O's. No, not very, you know, everyone else in the Major Spoilers Network has kind of handles that aren't their name. Something pretty cool. But mine's just my name because I got it when I was in high school. I'm just not going to change it. So give your feedback on that idea of the exclusives of the con not really being exclusive anymore. If you think this is going to be the way things go now, maybe Comic-Con in the future is going to sell digital passes where people can live stream in to Hall H. They can live stream into different panels. We've seen other conventions do that where they're selling virtual passes. I think BlizzCon does that, so you can get you can watch from your computer, you can stream the conference, and you're not anywhere different. So, you know, go to majorspoilers.com, give your feedback on that. Love to know what you think about the cons not really being as exclusive as they once were. And now that we have all that out of the way, not really much news, just kind of a discussion item, but you know, I think it's okay. You know, this is kind of just an experiment, this whole show idea, so I can do whatever I want. But let's do what I want right now and jump into this week Lego Ideas Project of the Week. And this one comes from Miro78 over at ideas.lego.com, and this is his Tropical Beach Hut set. Not too many with words here is Miro78, but this is a full hut stocked with full amenities, cabinets, sink, cash register, juicer, blender, glasses, crates, and assorted tropical fruits. It's a thatched roof hut covered in sea stars and shells and surrounded by lush tropical vegetation beneath the canopy of two coconut palms. This is a really nice looking set. It's not a digital recreation. He's actually gone through and found the pieces and made this really nice looking hut. I've never really seen very many tropical pieces. I love the roof of this. I think we've seen it some other sets through Lego and some other places where it's just kind of a random array of Lego pieces to make a textured look. on the roof. It's not, you're not going to just see the regular Lego bumps, the connector pieces. I don't know really if there's a word for those little things that snap Lego pieces into place. Anyways, just a random assortment of pieces on top that gives this weird, he said like a thatched roof kind of look in the Lego world. Doesn't look like a very big set. A lot of vegetation and a couple palm trees look very nice, some parrots and just some regular minifigs. But this isn't really a showy set. This is kind of a nice looking thing that would be really interesting to have, along with maybe your city that you're building down in your basement, like Will Ferrell is. It's not a space shuttle. It's not something a property related. It's just a set that I think Lego isn't pushing as much anymore. Kind of like the Lego Cities ideas. It's a lot of property stuff, which I love the property stuff. I don't want to hark on the Star Wars, the Marvel, the DC stuff. But, you know, this is just one of those nice city sets. It's not a modular one. I mean, it's pretty small. If I had to guess, maybe around 200 or 300 pieces. I just really like the look of it. I think it'd be a great little set to put together. Probably wouldn't cost you too much, which is always nice with Legos. He has an update. Let's read that. He's just saying he's got some love for some people. No official Lego comment yet, because only 276 supporters. But don't despair. This, as of recording, has actually only been up for 3 days. So I think this Tropical Beach Hut, you know, might... I think it's going to gain some supporters. I don't think it's going to flounder around in the hundreds. I think it's going to work its way up. It'll at least get official Lego comment, I think, probably maybe before July is over. I think this set has some legs on it. So go over to there's a link down in the show notes, of course. Go over there and show your support for Miro78. This is a really nice set, and I think it has some real interesting possibilities, especially with the minifigs. He shows one with like a tiki hat on, and he's a scooter. And so I think we can just get like an array of different characters, a male and female, and just some interesting clothing and wardrobe stuff, which can help with the customization of your minifigs for future Lego projects that you might do. So enough stammering around. This episode is over. Make sure to head over to majorspoilers.com where you can give your feedback and thoughts about anything in this episode, and you can see some product pictures of the things that we talked about this week. While you're there, click on click on the Amazon.com link, buy the things off your personal want list, or maybe just your daily want list. You know, toilet paper, movies, batteries. Not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers to help us out. And don't miss out those other affiliate links like Sideshow Collectibles and Hot Toys. If you're going to do any of those purchasing, click on that link. It's just like the Amazon link. A little bit will come back to Major Spoilers and help us out. And you're going to get us a super sweet statue, especially if you use that Sideshow Collectibles link. Do not miss the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. A lot of Lego builds. The Want List weekly on Mondays. You want to subscribe to that. A lot of good content. A lot of video game stuff. We've really ramped up our video this week over at Major Spoilers. And you're not going to want to miss that on our Major Spoilers YouTube channel. Give your feedback and ratings over on iTunes and Stitcher. Love to hear what you guys say. You know, a few people have left comments over there, and it's always nice to read. So I'll read those off. If you head over to iTunes and give us a rating, give us a comment, make me feel good. And that is it. That is it for this really San Diego Comic-Con centric episode of The Want List. We'll be back next week, I'm sure, with more Comic-Con talk. So I'll see you next time on The Want List.